Ground ball fair. Fielded behind the back by Arenado. His throw. Got him. Murphy is thrown out with Arenado fading into foul territory. Throwing online to Paul Goldschmidt.
Baseball. Gonna have to wait several months for that, but when it happens, John Rooney, Ricky Horton, Mike Claiborne will be on the call here on KMOX for Cardinals baseball. You can listen to it on the Odyssey app, you know, or you can also listen to this show live. And it's time to go to the Quiver River Electric guest line. And we bring in KMOX sports contributor Bernie Miklas, who is with us. And the Bernie Miklas Report is brought to you by Saliga Heating and Cooling, an American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Bernie, first of all, what's up? Hey, buddy.
Hey, good to be with you as we count it down to Christmas. It is a most wonderful time of the year. Hey, I have a question for you.
Oh, I love questions.
Uh-oh.
Question for you all. You mentioned, you know, Cardinals baseball, of course, the home is KMOX. So my question is, will John Rooney and Rick Horton and Mike Claiborne be describing play-by-play of Nolan Arenado making great grabs at third base for the Cardinals in 2025?
So that's the question we're going to ask you, because he, according to multiple... you won't believe this, Bernie. But according to multiple reports, he had nixed a trade to the Houston Astros. There could potentially be some interest from the Dodgers, maybe, which is one of the teams that is on his acceptable list in terms of trade. So what do you make of him nixing that deal? And now what comes next for the Cardinals?
I'm a little confused by a lot of this because, you know, his agent said, well, this isn't about geography. This isn't about Nolan Arenado wanting to live in a certain part of the country. We know that he's Southern California, but it's not all about that. It's about winning. He wants to get to a place where he can win a World Series and win, win, win. So then John Denton published the list of six teams that would be acceptable, and the Angels were on the list. They've made the playoffs one time in the last 15 years. The Yankees were not on the list. The Astros were not on the list. He had this deal with the Houston would have been done by now, but he said no. But Katie Wu reports at The Athletic that he said no for now, and that he's just waiting to see maybe what happens with Alex Bregman, who's Houston's third baseman, who's going to, in all likelihood, leave to sign elsewhere, and then that would change the third base market, and maybe he'll have more choices. So it goes on and on and on. I know John Mozeliak really hoped to have this thing, you know, done by Christmas, certainly by the end of the 2025 calendar year, or 2024 calendar year, but it looks like it's going to drag on to 2025. So, yeah, I'm confused. And then Derek Gould, who's an excellent reporter at the Post-Dispatch, he had a line in his news story today that, you know, he said, you know, multiple sources have told him that there is no list of teams that he would agree to be traded to. So what is it? Does he want to play for a winner? Does he, or is it just about being in Southern California? Is he opposed to going to Houston, or is he maybe thinking, okay, maybe I'll go to Houston? He's kind of a persnickety fella. And I think we're seeing some of that again right now.
So the phrase for now that, you know, he doesn't want to go to the Houston Astros now, doesn't that just mean he's waiting to see if something better comes along?
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. And, you know, he's longing to play for the Dodgers. So far the Dodgers are like, oh, you know, dude, of course we respect you, but we don't have any room for you. We have a third baseman and we like him a lot. He's won World Series for us, meaning Max Muncy. And the Dodgers are planning to spend some money in other areas. So it doesn't seem like to be a fit. I think San Diego would be a great place for him. He'd be with Mike Schilt. The Padres are really good. But he would have to move to first base because they have Manny Machado at third base, and they're not going to move Machado. He can't play anywhere else anyway. He could play first base, but then he loses his defensive value by coming, you know, by giving up third base to play first. And the Padres are very, very snug in terms of their payroll. They're actually, for the second year in a row, will be reducing payroll. So they don't really have a fit for him. Now, the Cardinals, what I think is really interesting about this and some of the reporting that was done yesterday, the Cardinals are willing to pay quite a bit of money to defray the cost of his contract for his new team. Probably $15 million. That's Katie Wu's number, and I know Derek Gould's in that range as well. I mean, $15 million would actually bring the Arenado contract obligations down by quite a bit, and I think it would be a reasonable cost. So once Bregman decides what he wants to do in free agency, I would think that Plan B would kick in for some of these other teams that have been, kind of looking, kicking the tires on Arenado, but they won't know until they find out what Alex Bregman wants to do. And then there's a new market, in theory, for Nolan Arenado.
Do you think most people get it, Bernie, that because you might get some fans who just want the team to do well and they want to make whatever moves, or they want them to be able to make whatever moves they want, and who will get upset with a player who exercises his no trade clause. But do you think that most fans get it, that Nolan Arenado earned that no trade clause? It's in his contract. It is his right. If he doesn't want to go to another team, then he doesn't have to go to another team.
Yeah, I'm on his side in this one because, listen, the teams don't give out no trade contracts unless they want to. But if they want to get a player, they agree to that. If it's something that he wants and they say, yes, fine, no problem, we'll do that. Well, that's something that you honor, and the player shouldn't be shamed because he's exercising the authority he has over his own contract, one that the team agreed to. So I think the only thing that would, and I can only speak for myself, so I think fans should not hold that against him. But here's something that I put out there. If it looks like Arenado is sending, some sort of mixed messages to John Mozeliak about where he'd be willing to play, and then he kind of changes his mind and he's kind of moving all over the place, you're not sure what he really wants, then I think some irritation and some annoyance, I think that's reasonable. It really depends on how Arenado handles this the rest of the way. Everyone should defend his right to block a trade. But if he's going to be, let's say, really inconsistent and erratic about it, then, yeah, I don't blame anyone for being aggravated if it comes to that.
Yeah, and on that, we totally agree. If it's a thing where he's sort of playing them and saying, yeah, I'll be into it. Oh, wait, no, maybe not. If he's doing that, that's a different story. But the fact he has a no trade clause, he has every right to exercise that. It's tough to get mad about it. I want to ask you about the rest of the division real quick. In particular, a couple of moves that were made recently. I didn't get the opportunity to ask you about Kyle Tucker going to the Cubs. They traded away Cody Bellinger. We know the deals the Brewers have made. They trade away Devin Williams. They get Nestor Cortez in return. So as far as you can see it, how's the division look now with the Cardinals in it?
Well, we'll start with the Cubs since you went first with them. You know, Kyle Tucker is a great, great player. Since the start of the 2021 season, the top three outfielders in the majors in wins above replacement are number one, Aaron Judge, number two, Juan Soto, number three, Kyle Tucker. He's one of the great all-around players in the game, but he's also going to make a fortune if he opts to go into free agency next season after 2025. But by getting him, the Cubs have really got a phenomenal star now in their lineup, and they haven't had that for a while. And they didn't get much when they traded Bellinger to the Yankees. And I saw some Cardinals fans kind of in fun of it, but I interject and say that was pretty much a straight up salary dump because they wanted to get that $28 million or whatever it was off the books because they plan now spending some money on starting pitching and bullpen. So the Cubs are going to make they're going to make more moves. It's not just about getting Kyle Tucker. It's about flipping Bellinger to free up payroll space for some other moves to come. So I think the Cubs, with a second year of Craig Counsell, will be much more acclimated, hit the ground running. I think the Cubs just seem to be ornery in that they're really going to go for it this year. So that makes it tough on the Cardinals because the Cubs have been the sleeping giant in this division. They can do whatever they want to do, but ownership hasn't signed off on an aggressive approach.
Also, just a little sidebar, an additional note on the Cubs that it happened last week. They also signed Carson Kelly, former Cardinals catcher.
Yeah, and he's just what they need in a 1A or number 2 catcher highly respected within the game. So the Cubs are not done. They're going to be doing some more things. As far as the Brewers, listen, they're very, very, very nervous about their starting rotation. And I think a lot of people will say, well, they didn't get much for Devin Williams. Listen, they got what they needed for 2025. It's all about 2025. They're not going to trade Devin Williams for prospects because they want to try to win this division again. The Brewers have been the best team in this division overall since 2017, despite getting outspent by the Cubs and the Cardinals by a lot of money. But they needed a starting pitcher, someone that would settle that rotation down. And they already had another closer lined up in McGill, who was excellent last year during the time that Williams was out with an injury. So my point being, you know, some people say, well, see, this just shows the Cardinals wouldn't get anything for Ryan Helsley, which frankly is a ridiculous opinion because the Cardinals and the Brewers are in entirely different situations. The Brewers want to win now, and they needed to plug in a rotation spot. So they traded a walk-year closer who's going to be leaving after a year for a walk-year starting pitcher, Cortez, who also will be entering the final year. It's all about winning in 2025. The Cardinals, if they traded Helsley or Fetty or whomever, it would be about getting younger and getting more prospects into their pool of talent. So the fact that they got Cortez for Williams has nothing to do whatsoever about what the Cardinals would get should they decide to trade Ryan Helsley.
Bernie, as always, great to talk to you. We will do it again Tuesday. Bernie Miklas is with us every Tuesday and Thursday on the Chris and Amy Show.